War in the Middle East rages on for a third day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's in Gaza City, where Israel keeps bombing Hamas targets as the militants keep up their attacks.
A huge barrage of rockets from the northern part of the Gaza Strip.
Fox's Trey Inks near the border in southern Israel reports those are long-range missiles.
And I'm told by my producer here they are targeting Jerusalem. Air raid sirens sounding in the largest Israeli city.
More than 800 Israelis have been killed, along with 9 Americans. And hundreds of Palestinians have also died in Gaza, where Israel's cut off food and fuel and electricity and...
Behind me, Israeli tanks that are staging, along with soldiers. More than 300,000 reserve forces have been called up to fight in this war.
Now to Fox's Benjamin Hall on the biggest concern about Israel's ground invasion into Gaza.
Hostages that are being held, over 100, including, it is believed, some Americans inside Gaza, held, we believe, in some of the tunnels that Hamas has built. Now, Hamas will be using them as human shields.
American and Israeli intelligence also under scrutiny after a Wall Street Journal report that Iran helped Hamas terrorists launch Saturday's surprise attack and had been planning it since August. There is a different kind of misery in Afghanistan, where rescuers keep digging through rubble for earthquake survivors.
The World Health Organization says men were mostly out working when the earthquakes struck. Those left indoors, women and children, were in greatest danger. They make up 2/3 of those hospitalized and the majority of deaths. At least 2,400 people were killed.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. There are 4,000 more workers on picket lines in 3 states. Walking off their jobs this morning at Mack Trucks after voting to reject a new tentative contract on day 25 of the auto workers' strike against Ford, GM, and Stellantis. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for top-notch personal protection? The Smith & Wesson Equalizer is here to level the playing field. Easy-to-rack slide, easy-to-control ergonomic grip, it's designed for you. With a 10, 13, and 15-round magazine included, size up for better control or size down for easier concealment. Don't miss out on the opportunity to upgrade your safety. Visit your local dealer now. To learn more about the Equalizer, visit smith-wesson.com. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. All capacity sizes may not be available in your jurisdiction. Be sure to check your local laws and regulations.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. Former President Trump's lawyer are asking a New York State appeals court for a pause in his business fraud trial. This last-ditch move comes after the Manhattan Supreme Court judge overseeing the $250 million civil trial issued a series of rulings. State Attorney General Lita James is suing Trump, his sons, the Trump Organization, and company officials, claiming they inflated the value of real estate holdings to get tax advantages and better bank rates. City of Yuma has been informing the public about its father-daughter ball. This special event is designed for girls ages 3 to 12, and their fathers are father figures. This event is on October 14th, but tickets are on sale now. The leader of the UAW says General Motors had made progress at the bargaining table. Union President Sean Fain says the GM has leapfrogged the pack in negotiations. A little over 302 emergency calls have been answered by Yuma Fire in the last week. Yuma Fire reminds the community about vehicle fire safety tips, including if a fire is expected, safely pull over, turn off the vehicle, and get everyone out. That's the latest from the YumaDailyNews.com newsroom. I'm Kendra White.
Cars and Carts for all your golf cart sales, service, repairs, parts, and storage. Call them today for all your golf cart needs. 928-726-2286. Cars and Carts is the place to go for Evolution golf carts. They come fully loaded with bucket seats, lithium batteries, locally owned and operated. All new carts are street legal. Call 928-726-2286. Need to store your golf cart, repairs, or shopping for a new ride? Give Denny a call at 928-726-2286 or stop by Cars and Carts, 2899 South Sherry Avenue in Yuma.
An apple a day keeps the fungus in play. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
Come on, You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-661-5096. 800-661-5096. 800-661-5096. That's 800-661-5096.
Chemicals used to extend the shelf life of apples have been found to help spread a drug-resistant fungus called Candida auris. The fungus causes severe yeast infections, and the Center for Disease Control says it has already spread to every continent in the world. Candida auris is one of the five pathogens identified by the CDC as posing an urgent threat to public health. Question: do the apples you buy get eaten, or do they spoil before they get eaten?
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday. The procrastination is disgraceful. This man needs to focus.
From your lips to his ears, Stephen A. He's typing away solid form. He just pledged to get screened on takeahealthystand.org.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at a cell phone. This is unacceptable. Is he watching a cute video right now?
Oh, it's the one where the cat thinks he's people.
That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
Focus, Raul. Yes, he's finished the form. He's made a telemedicine appointment next Tuesday, 9:30. All he's got to do is hit send.
Look out. His eyes are wandering.
Not back to the stress ball thingy. But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hanson, and I'm in the studio today with Cody Beeson. I'm going to call you our sound technician.
Okay, I mean, that's technically, I guess, what I'm...
I think that's a good, appropriate term. I wanted to make it sound really nice for you.
I mean, it is what I'm doing here.
Yes, and you're fantastic. We're missing one of our key people in the studio today. It's Sean Garner, my partner in crime. However, having said that, we're going to go and plow through this without him. I was going to mention before we get too far into this that if you enjoy this show and you miss it on occasion, you can get our show anywhere that you are listening to your podcast. So anywhere you get podcasts, Google Play, Apple iTunes, anywhere you get your podcasts, even online, we are on all the streaming platforms. And you can tune in to last episodes that we had. And so there's no reason to miss what we're talking about.
You know, I've had somebody do that. They've heard it on the radio, and they've actually gone online to follow it up and listen to it.
The key thing that I take from that is, number one, I'm surprised that that would ever happen. Number two is that it's working, and that's good.
Well, I mean,
I just assume nobody listens. So
I think when there's like a technical like question that is answered, you know, by an attorney, I think people want to like listen to it again and hear it back, and you know, yeah.
I hear you. So I want to get started today talking about this very interesting article. Are you guys familiar with or remember the most popular film of the time in the early 90s, Weekend at Bernie's. I mean, this was pretty hilarious at the time. Now that I look back on it, and I, in preparation for this particular show, I read through the synopsis, just refresh my memory of that show. I'm like, this is pretty morbid. And the fact that we were just laughing at this dead guy being propped up, you know, the whole movie for an hour and a half. I don't know what that says about our society. And then there's a Bernie. Yeah. And so that also prompted me to think there's a Weekend in Bernie's too. Like, how dead can you get and how many times can you prop this dude up? I don't remember what happens in Weekend at Bernie's 2. I'll have to go back and refresh my memory, but I don't remember the premise of that one. But nonetheless, why do I bring this up? Because there is a news story coming up. My wife brought me this, and it was a story from Ohio, and I don't know if it's true or not. It's like one of those things you read and you think, am I reading legitimate news here, or is this from The Onion or one of those spoof type websites? But this actually comes from a legitimate source, thedailymail.com. That's in the UK. And so that means that it's legitimate because it comes from the British Isles. So.
I thought with that intro, you were going to be talking about the president.
Oh, my gosh.
Thought, you know, out of Washington.
We are not getting into politics today.
Out of Washington. But no, out of Ohio. What happened in Ohio?
Yeah, this is in Ohio. It's close to D.C.
So this, we're not talking about Weekend.
We are not. So this story starts out with an Ohio woman who died during a routine surgery performed by a controversial doctor was allegedly propped up to make her look like she was alive in an effort to fool her family into believing she had survived the procedure, a lawsuit claims. Do you believe this? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if this is believable. The family of Sheila Sue Tremble claims that the 65-year-old was in good health, quote, unquote, when she entered Adena Health in Chillicothe for a heart catheterization on August 18th. So this was just recent. That procedure was a straightforward and routine one, the suit claims. They allege that they were urged to turn off Trimble's life support despite hospital staff knowing that she had already died. Okay, okay. Records seen by local newspaper show that Tremble died at 1 p.m., according to the lawsuit. Her death certificate records her time of death as 3:05 p.m., so that's 2 hours later, the same time her family were ushered in, it is alleged in this lawsuit. Okay, so what do you think about this? You think that the doctor was so worried about the family knowing that she was – what would be the motivation for a doctor to prop up an individual?
For 2 hours. Delay it by 2 hours.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Like, that doesn't make sense either to me.
Unless, like, are you waiting for levels in the body to change or go down? I don't know. I don't know how that works.
So several members on Facebook say that the doctor involved here, Tremble's cardiologist, they say that he cut into an artery during the original surgery.
Oopsie.
And obviously to cover it all up, she died on the operating table. And to cover it up, he wanted to make it look like, oh, you know, she just didn't make it. You know, and you guys have to call the shot here to pull the plug or not.
Oh, wow. So
I think that's the claims here. So we'll find out. I don't know, you know, how far along this actually is in the litigation, but very interesting. You know, you think that's possible? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think people are able to make errors in this one. Like, I didn't realize it was that bad. So he actually tried to put it back on the family, like, you need to make a decision. She's brain dead. Do you want?
I think that's the motivation here.
Wow.
The family is saying, she was already dead when you told us to pull the plug, and you're hiding it. You actually killed her because of malfeasance during the routine surgery when you're going in and cleaning out her pipes of her arteries, her heart arteries.
So obviously he's trying to cover, you know, himself from lawsuits or his license or anything.
There's always two sides to every story. That, as attorneys, we know. And so we'll see as this plays out if what actually happened, and they'll be able to bring in sworn testimony from nurses that were in that surgery room, and maybe they tell the truth of what really happened there. Maybe they don't. Maybe they.
I mean, I imagine nowadays everything is so everything is scanned. You know what I mean? Every time they walk in there, they scan your wrist. You know, you're entered into the computer. Like, there has to be a record of what happened.
This brings us to what we do on a daily basis. You know, as I talk to families, the question that I often ask is in those conversations, who do you trust to make medical decisions for you? And oftentimes those families will have a person right off the bat that comes to mind because maybe they're a nurse or something. They've gone through some sort of medical training. And so that's the kind of go-to. Sometimes people don't. And what's really interesting is the amount of people that I meet with that don't have anything in place for their health decision-making. I think a lot of people, they come into me and they always ask, they'll tell me, I just want to get a simple will. My life is simple. I want to get a simple will put in place. A will doesn't do anything for your health decisions. Oftentimes what I find is that the decisions that need to be made are mostly done while you're alive but incapacitated, and it could be in this medical setting like we're talking about. So these family members had to make a decision, it sounds like, from this article. Do we pull the plug or not? Do we let her, you know, ride this out? Is she going to get better? The physicians are saying, no, she's not going to get better, that she's just going to decline from here. It's medically impossible for her to get better.
Because he killed her 2 hours ago.
Because, wink, wink, she's dead.
Like, yeah, she's not getting better.
I hate to break it to you, but I cut the pipes.
Wow. Do you see more people that have halfway put together, you know, like estate plans, you know, for financial reasons, or halfway put together medical, you know, paperwork?
That's funny that you asked that, because this last week I feel like I got an influx of people that have hodgepodges of stuff when they come in. Oftentimes they'll have like this will that they put together on their own somehow online or many, many years ago, you know, and they consider it invalid because of all the changes that have happened in their life. It's not invalid, number one. You know, if you have a will done in 1985, it's still valid if that was the last one you did.
That first ex-wife is still scheduled to get that stuff.
Yeah, and there's other issues with that. But at the same time, they'll come in and they'll say, well, I've already got a will, so I just need a healthcare power of attorney, or I just need this, that, or the other. What I find is when you try and do a hodgepodge like that, it really creates more issues, and it's better just to update all of it at the same time, meaning when I say all of it, I mean your last will and testament, your power of attorney for finances, we call it a durable power of attorney, and then your healthcare structure. There's a lot more going on in the healthcare realm legally than a healthcare power of attorney. Oftentimes, you're going to want to have HIPAA authorizations already put in place. You know, HIPAA authorizations, those are going to allow for those that you name within those authorizations to receive health information from the physicians. And the physicians aren't going to be held legally liable for releasing that information to these individuals that you name, because you've already done that ahead of time in a writing. And that's what the HIPAA laws are about. Those were passed during the Clinton administration. And basically what it says, that legislation says, is a doctor is liable for releasing your medical information to people that you have not expressly authorized in writing for that physician to release your medical information to. And so we like to do that ahead of time. And usually that's going to be your healthcare power of attorney agents, the people that you trust to make those healthcare decisions. We also go through that gamut of asking about what happens if the doctor cuts your artery and lies to your family and you're actually dead. What happens to your body at that point? Do you want to be cremated? Do you want to be buried? Do you want, you know, to be cast out into the sea? Personally, I want my body to be floated out on a raft and a flaming arrow shot.
A Viking burial.
Sure. Yep. And I want that to happen. I mean, I think that's the coolest thing. Right here on the river? Yeah. Light it up.
Are there permits for that?
It doesn't matter. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission is my motto.
Okay.
Yeah. So just go far down the river, float me out there, and then let it rip, you know, with these flaming arrows. That is the coolest thing. Okay. Well, if you want that, you got to put it in writing. Because otherwise, it's just hearsay, and nobody has, you know, any instructions as to what to do. So we put together burial directives, or we call them cremation directives or burial directives. But it's basically giving an outline to your family. This is what I'd want to do. A lot of people that I meet with, they'll say something like, "Oh, I don't really care. You know, I'm dead, so I just want my healthcare agent to make those decisions. I'll put that on them. They can decide what to do with my body." But some people do have legitimate. Or shouldn't say legitimate, but closely held desires as to what to do with their remains. I know you do, Cody.
Oh yeah, I mean, like,
you've expressed that before.
Right? Or return it, you know, like close to the family, you know, that kind of stuff. But some people, like you said, they don't have that decision of just, do I want to be cremated or not? You know, so to outline that up front and remove that from somebody else having having to deal with it and make that decision for you.
Before that all happens, you can donate your parts and your body and to science. Some people are really kind of queasy about that. But some people say, I don't care. Again, I'm dead. What do I care? You know, if I can help somebody, then I want to help somebody. And I always will follow it up with, well, does helping somebody mean being a test dummy on the slab there for the medical students
first
to learn on?
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, not that, you know.
Yeah.
But if I can donate an organ or something to help somebody else, that's usually what people will do. Sometimes they'll say, no, I'm not really interested in that, you know.
Well, I was curious about that question because, you know, you have these documents put in front of you every time you go to a doctor's office or a bank or things. And sometimes, you know, like you said, when they're updated, they're changed. So how many people just have a random POA over here and just random planning that really isn't all, you know, together?
Yeah, and so I would always put out the advice to go see a competent professional in this area and have them look it over, whatever you have. If it's a hodgepodge, if it's a well-done plan, but it was many years ago, or if you have some concerns, you're not quite understanding what you have, come and see us because we can sit down and look it over and break it down for you really quickly and in a really easy way to understand. So if there are issues that you need to update, then we can do that. That's what we're here for. So don't let the hospital or the doctor's office dictate to you who can make decisions on your behalf or the state. You want to do that ahead of time, and that's through a valid healthcare power of attorney at the very minimum, you know, but there's more to it than that, but that's at the very minimum. I've experienced this with my own family where we've gone to the hospital here in town, and they're mandated by law to ask when they're checking you in, do you have a healthcare power of attorney? If you answer in the affirmative, then they're going to want to see a copy of it. You know, you can provide that to them later. If you say no, then they'll have you sign a pad and you're actually signing a healthcare power of attorney. And in my experience, you don't even get to see it. It's just all electronic now. They're like, okay, just sign here, here, and here on this pad, and you're signing this healthcare power of attorney, and you don't even know what you're signing. My biggest fear as a practitioner here is that by people doing that, they, unbeknownst to them, if they have a good, valid power of attorney in place already, they are now invalidating that because the power of attorney that you sign at the hospital is going to invalidate one that you've had done ahead of time, where you've actually had time to think about it and list out those individuals that you trust. But if I go to the hospital willy-nilly and they say, do you have a healthcare power of attorney? And I don't remember, or I misplaced it or something. I say, no. Now by signing the healthcare power of attorney at the hospital they provide, I've now revoked any previous ones and wreaks havoc on that kind of stuff. So people need to be aware that if you go to the hospital, you need to be aware of whether or not you have one in place already. And if you have one in place already, it's okay to answer, yes, I have one and I can get it to you later, you know, but don't let them make you sign a new one just because you don't have it with you right at that moment. For our clients, we always provide this to them in a digital form so they can carry a card in their pocket that has it's a USB card that has that actual document on it. We got to go to a break.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com. Lowe's.com.
Lowe's knows fall is the perfect time for outdoor projects. Right now, you can keep your yard looking its best and save. Take care of leaves with leaf blowers starting at $89.98. Lowe's knows home improvement. While supplies last, see store for details.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Sunny skies going up to around 100 today as that high pressure continues to weaken. But kind of hanging on, we are going to see some real changes in temperature towards midweek. Again, with sunshine today. Now for tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low to around 70. Sunny on Tuesday. Afternoon high, 98. Another hot one. And then for our Wednesday, with sunshine, looking at an afternoon high around 92. A little closer to where we should be. Jeff Eno at the Weather Channel.
All right, do-it-yourselfer, you've got the idea, and you got your building supplies at Southwest Lumber.
That's right.
Now, all you need is a bunch of expensive tools to get the job done.
Oh, that's right.
And you know just the place to rent them. Southwest Lumber, your home for everything home improvement. Southwest Lumber has half-day to multiple-day rentals available on just about anything you need to finish the job. Rent equipment and tools on Saturday and Sunday. It's free. Stop in today at 1917 South Avenue B in Yuma. Southwest Lumber, ready for everything.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom. And when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Labor is a two-way street. First, it's earned. Second, it's paid. In the air conditioning business, it just went up 10% again. I tell my techs, let homeowners know about the York factory parts and labor warranties. An out-of-warranty AC part costs many times more than yesterday's AC parts did. Ask your AC tech about our York extended factory labor warranties.
Give Air Central a call or just log on.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hanson, and I'm with Cody, my friend, my sound technician. We just came up with that title today, and it fits him. He does a lot more than that, but he's really good at what he does, and we're missing Sean today, my partner in crime. And if you know me, and I think you do, you know how much I love Taylor Swift.
You're a Swiftie.
I was converted to the church of Taylor Swift when I attended the LA concert recently with my wife. And there, I mean, in my life, there are few things that are milestones. There's the birth of my children, and then there's the Taylor Swift concert.
Okay.
That's where it ranks in my life of priority. But to be honest, I couldn't make it through that concert completely. I had to take a small little cat nap about midway through. It got a little dull.
Like with the other dads in the audience.
I was so tired, okay?
It's a three-hour concert, right?
Yeah. She, if anything, all jokes aside, Taylor Swift can put on a concert, and I give her props to be able to physically do that. I mean, that's no small feat. I couldn't even sit there and listen to it for 3 hours without taking a nap.
Right.
And she's putting it on. By the end of it, I didn't even know if she was singing, to be honest. I think she was lip syncing. But hey, I don't care. You did it for, let's say, 2 hours. You're going to lip sync for another hour. That's good for you. Okay. I don't care. You did it. And you made me think that you were singing. That's cool. You know, good for you. But getting back to Taylor Swift, you probably, those that are listening to this, you're probably not aware of this, but she's back in the news again, not because of her amazing concerts, but because of her dating a new beau, okay? Why do we care? That's the first question I have. Why do we care? I don't know, but I've got an idea here. And my wife was the one that seeded this conspiracy theory in my mind. So let's play this out, okay? Taylor Swift has dated, I think, let's see here, 487 guys. I'm just kidding. It's pretty close to that. And nobody cares until now. Why is it such a big deal? Why is she dominating the headlines? Is it because, okay, let me tie this together. If you go to Netflix, you will find, and you search up Taylor Swift, you will find a documentary named Miss Americana. This was done in 2020, right at the election cycle, okay? It was filmed during the election cycle. So I'm sorry to say that I've actually watched that, okay? But I did, because after I got home from the concert, as per usual, when you go to a concert, you get a little bit more involved in that person, you know, that artist, okay? I'm telling you from experience. And so I thought, you know, I want to learn a little bit more about Taylor Swift here. Let's see this documentary on Netflix. And so I watched it. It was pretty good. You know, it's fun. It is what I thought it was. But near the end of this documentary, spoiler, for those that have not seen it, I mean, come on, it's been 2020. If you haven't seen it by now, then...
You're not going to see it.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to spoil it for you, but I am. Spoiler alert. At the very end, the whole like buildup is to this whole political movement that she's getting involved in. And all the people around her, her agents, her family, they're like, do not get political. Do not get political. This is in the 2020 election cycle. And so she talks about how in Tennessee, who's the senator from Tennessee? Marsha Blackburn. Where's Nashville? Tennessee. So in this documentary, she's talking about how bad of a person Marsha Blackburn is. And because of her voting and how conservative she is, and she talks about she being Taylor, she's really concerned about the gay rights issues and how Marsha Blackburn hates gays and all this stuff. And that's what it ends on. It's all ending on this, leading up to this big personal decision she has to make, going against all advice around her to not be political. Well, in the 2020 election, if you go back historically, she did get involved. She started tweeting out her personal political beliefs. And she has a religious following, and those people probably swayed them. You know, they're probably going to vote according to what Taylor Swift says. So she had a significant impact on the voting in 2020. So let's come forward to 2024. It's a new election cycle.
Okay.
For 4 years, we could care less who she was dating. But all of a sudden, leading into the election cycle, it's front and center on every headline page. Why? Is there a underlying desire to build up her reputation and her credibility among her voting fans? If she were to come out in 2024 and say, you know, vote for Biden, I imagine millions of people that follow her will probably do that. She has that much sway. I was at the concert. If she said, slit your wrists right now, there would be blood. There would be a bloodbath in that stadium. These people were so intrigued and so into this person that it was like a cult.
Fanatical,
yeah. To the extent that I couldn't even enjoy her singing because they're just screaming behind me. I'm like, I'm here to hear her, not you.
So are you saying Taylor Swift is influencing elections?
I think so. I mean, I think she has a lot of political clout. And I agree with my wife. She's a smart cookie. I think this is a buildup to her fan base to get them prepped and primed for now her political action come 2024.
See, I think she's going to go through another breakup, this time with a Super Bowl star, and have another platinum album. And she could probably do both.
She could do anything she wants at this point. This guy that she's dating, Travis Kelce from the Chiefs, he's pretty awesome in his own right. I'm such a huge football fan. I knew right away that Travis Kelce, once I heard that name, I'm like, oh yeah, Travis Kelce from the Chiefs. He's amazing.
Yeah. I mean,
so were you when we were talking about Travis Kelce, you're like, oh my gosh. Yeah. He's like
two Super Bowl rings, right?
Two Super Bowl rings. Yeah. Right, everybody knows him.
Yeah. All right. You can't knock him.
Yeah, that's not true. He does have two Super Bowl rings. He is actually a really good tight end, but he's not your everyday name. you know, in your household. He's not a Joe Montana or Steve Young. That shows how far back my football.
You know what's funny is when you were going through that list, I was thinking Joe Montana. But I was thinking like the San Francisco 49ers.
49ers, yeah, the 90s. Those were the good old days.
Oh, really date yourself.
Yep. But anyway, he still makes, what's he make, Cody? $30
million? Yeah, he's worth $30
million. He's worth $30 million. He doesn't make $30 million in a given year.
Yeah, he'll never be on
a loser.
He'll never be on the cover.
That relationship's never going to work. I mean, she's got $750 million.
Right.
That's her worth. $750 million.
Like senator money.
She makes $30 million in one concert.
Yeah.
This relationship is not going to last. When she makes more than him, that doesn't work. It never works.
Oh, I mean, who else will she go for then? Like, there's nobody else on her level.
She's pigeonholed herself.
You know,
she's become too successful, and that spooks off other guys. The good news is, like you mentioned before, you know, now she'll have some new content to write another album about.
I mean, isn't that how her albums are made? Like, she goes through a breakup, and then like she writes these incredible songs, and everybody loves them. And
or this just dawned on me. This Kelsey guy, he's a good, from what I understand, a good, you know, church-going guy, conservative guy. Maybe he sways her and her political leanings to the extent that she does influence her fans, but in a different way that we see. Ooh, clever little twist. We will see. We will see.
All right.
I'll tell you this thing. I'll tell you this, though. However she says to vote, I will vote.
You know what, though? That's the thing, though, and it's not just like, hey, vote for this candidate, but it's subtle things like, hey, we got to protect this right. Hey, we got to look out for these people. And the more that stuff happens, and we see it from every side, they push their agenda. So this is more of the same.
We're going to talk about that after the break. We got to go to a break right after this.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com. Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Get ready to save with Spectrum One. You get Spectrum Internet delivering fast and reliable speeds for $49.99 a month, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced privacy and security, and a free Spectrum mobile line with unlimited talk, text, and data, plus nationwide 5G. Go to Spectrum.com/save more and use the Spectrum One savings calculator to see how much you can save today.
Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
PETA scored a win for the monkey slaves of Thailand. Back in 1 minute with your politics question of the day.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now at 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
PETA has successfully ended the coconut milk partnership between Thailand and meal kit maker HelloFresh. PETA has accused Thailand's coconut milk producers of chaining and enslaving monkeys and forcing them to harvest coconuts under inhumane conditions. German-based HelloFresh was lit up with more than 100,000 emails from customers who were enraged by the use of monkey labor. Other retailers distancing themselves from products connected to monkey labor include Walmart, Costco, and Target. Question: which nation do you think is most in need of more animal rights laws? China, Russia, or the U.S.?
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if, instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Be sure to listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances. Brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management.
News Talk 560 KBLU.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. I'm attorney Adam Hanson. I just want to talk about, again, to remind you, if you missed this episode or you've missed an episode in the past and you want to go back and listen to something that we've said, you can do that by visiting KBLU's website and go back to our old Life, Death, and Law podcasts that are archived there. You can go to our website. We have links to them. Or you can just search Life, Death, and the Law on any of your favorite places that you get your podcasts. And we have all of our episodes listed there, so you can go back and listen to an episode if you missed something. We had a little bit of chaos last week in Congress, Cody.
More
chaos. And Speaker McCarthy of the House was ousted. And I'll be honest, I did not think this was going to happen.
I thought it was going to go the other way, to be honest.
What do you mean by that?
I thought Geitz would be the one to be outed. I thought his internal review would come back. Not the review, but basically, you know, he would be found guilty of doing some wrongdoing and be outed.
So Matt Gaetz, I say Gaetz, you say Geitz?
Geitz, whatever.
Okay. I say Gaetz. So that's how it is. Okay. And he's from Florida. He came here recently, and I had the privilege of driving him around and some of the other colleagues of the Judicial Committee. I don't know how I got that gig. But I had a big van at the time, and so like, hey, you have a big van. We need you to drive these people around. He wasn't in my van, but I was in close proximity to him, and I saw him at work. And he struck me as a person that I would say is a politician. You know, I don't know how else to say that, but he was a person that I would consider when I see him. Yeah, he's a politician. I guess what I mean by that is you would expect him to act in a certain way in order to garner support when he needs support at a particular time in his life during an election cycle. That's the impression that I got. Maybe it's not like that. Maybe he's a really genuine guy. But anyway, he tends to be pretty vocal. He sits on the Judicial Committee, and And so he came here with the Judicial Committee just maybe, what was that, 8 months ago or something like that, when they came down and they held a judicial hearing here in Yuma to discuss the issues on the border. And so that's the setting that I was able to see him. I also saw Jim Jordan in person and you know, interacted with these people. Jim Jordan was kind of the opposite, of, I would say, of a politician to me. And Cody and I have talked about this. What I mean by that is Jim Jordan gives off this real hometown grown, humble, if you want to say it that way, feel about him. I don't get the impression that Jim Jordan is in it for the power or the money. He seems to be pretty straightforward and genuine and in his the way that he interacts with others, and was very concerned about people around him. I didn't get the impression is because of politics. It wasn't just because, you know, he wanted to be reelected or something. It was more of he really cares. He cares about other people because of his religion or the way he was brought up, whatever it might be, but he cares about other people around him, and that really showed. And so anyway, getting back to what happened last week, as you're well aware, Kevin McCarthy, who was Speaker of the House, was ousted by a small group, I want to say, led by Matt Gaetz from Florida. Why? Because they were mad. They were mad that McCarthy conceded to the Democratic ideals of this budget proposal that was put forth and extended or put off, let's say, the government shutdown that was slated to happen last week. And so there's a group of what are maybe six of them, Cody, would you say?
Six or eight, you know, the writing was on the wall.
It was pretty staunch. There was already trouble when McCarthy was put in. They already put him on notice the day he was elected Speaker of the House.
How many rounds did they have to go through?
Yeah, which is kind of unprecedented. Yeah. Usually it's all kind of unanimous. You know, they've all already decided before the person even gets put forth. But in this instance, they wanted to let McCarthy know, these individuals, Gaetz and his troop, that they expect him to be conservative, you know, when it comes to budgeting and other issues.
And I mean, remember when they add that one line, like if one member could basically call for his removal, and they played that card. But I remember like that was something new that they introduced, like when McCarthy took the office.
So I'm reading an article from last week. This was last Wednesday, I believe it was. And this is from the New York Times. So it's going to be, you know, completely on the side of conservatives here. That's a joke.
Yeah.
House is paralyzed with no speaker after McCarthy ouster. So the impetus or the drive of this article is that the House chamber now is in complete disarray because now there's no Speaker of the House and nobody knows what to do and it's all going to fall apart and blah, 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 blah. That's the New York Times article or the skew on this, but it's not really it's not unprecedented. It's not like there's no idea of what's going to happen next. And really what's happening, at least as of last Wednesday, was the next person in line that McCarthy actually said, if I am ever unable to serve, and the next person in line is Patrick McHenry from North Carolina. And so he is taking over for the interim. He does not have powers as like the Speaker of the House has power, but he has the power, the limited power to conduct business of doing another election for the new Speaker of House.
Oh, I thought you were going to say vacate office space. He has that power, and he used it.
Oh, this was the guy.
Yeah.
Cody was telling me about this story that I guess Nancy Pelosi has this secret coveted office that she's held for many, many decades.
Yeah.
In the House.
He wants it.
And this McHenry guy wants that office, so he's ordered her to vacate that office.
It will be rekeyed on, I think, like Wednesday.
So it's happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, at least what I read.
So. That's on another track. So this McHenry guy, apparently I don't know much about him. I got to do some more research, but he's in the running for the Speaker of the House. He's not the Speaker of the House yet, but they're going to put that to a vote, and individuals from the House are going to put themselves forth if they want to do that. McCarthy has already expressed that he doesn't want to be Speaker of the House again.
You don't want to go through another series of balloting and
yeah, I don't know why. I mean, it sounds pretty fun. But yeah, so there's other people that are putting themselves forth. I would love to see Jim Jordan come in. I don't think he will. I don't think it's something he's interested in. But I would love to see him put his name forth. Cody has a really interesting theory here. So under the Constitution, you do not have to be a member of the House to be Speaker of the House. I believe.
Right. It doesn't say that.
It does not say that. I mean, traditionally, it's always been a person of the House that has been the Speaker of the House. So in theory, President Trump could come in, and it has been floated,
and
they could vote him in as the Speaker of the House. Oh, my gosh, that would be the funniest thing I have ever heard of in my lifetime.
That would be comical. I mean, talk about chaos.
So funny.
Oh, the numbers for C-SPAN would go through the roof. You know, it would be better than late night TV, because Trump doesn't have a filter. He would be, you look like a dog.
So McHenry ousts Pelosi from the secret office. Trump gets put in as Speaker of the House, and he uses that office. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh man, yeah.
How the tables have turned.
I don't think they're going to get there. I think there's too many people that want power to let somebody else have it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that'll probably never happen, but it's fun to think about.
Just for the wild card ability.
I like to see it shaken up, you know.
And you know, love him or hate him, but that is one thing that Donald Trump did do when he moved to Washington, is he shook things up.
Yeah, and exactly. And that's why they work so hard to annihilate him.
On both sides. You know, unfortunately, but that's what it was.
Yeah, he's got a target on his back. So what McCarthy did, though, was he did avoid a government shutdown, at least for another 40 days. And personally, and this is hard because we live in such a federal government working area in Yuma. You've got YPG, you've got the Marine Corps base.
The border.
You have all these people that might be affected by a shutdown. And so it pains me to say this, but as the politicians are fighting over this stuff in D.C., and the other party that's not in power, what they like to do is use the shutdown as a political weapon and say, oh, see, it's the bad guys. These Republicans are such bad guys. All they want to do is shut down the government. They're not even putting forth the effort to keep it open. And as I hear these arguments go back and forth, I'm thinking, I don't really, and you and I we differ on this opinion, but I don't care. You know, like, I hope the government shuts down. I feel like we pay too much to the government, and I want to see a slimming down of the government. And let's be clear, when we talk about government shutdowns, we're not talking about essential personnel. Those people will always be funded in order to protect our sovereignty. We are talking about what would be deemed non-essential personnel. And that pains me to say that, especially in this town. But at the same time, I think it's better for the people in the whole United States that a government be shut down, unfortunately, at this point, because they already take too much of our money through taxes. They use it for programs that we don't agree with, or whatever they want to do. They never keep a budget. They're not accountable to us. And so why should we allow them to continue and fund things that we don't want to? If they want money to pay for non-essential federal workers, then subvert the money that you're using for social welfare programs to those workers. You know, if you want to keep things open, but we could totally afford, with a lot of agencies not being ran or even open, shut them down.
I agree, and we need to do that through the proper process. I think there's an issue when you stop something and come back. I think it's going to take you're going to lose some momentum, and I think it's going to set us back and ultimately cost more to have to do both.
So don't bring it back.
Don't bring it back. Yeah, just cancel everything.
Cut it. That's it's called cutting the fat.
Yeah,
you know, trim it down in a business. In the private sector, you have to do that to survive.
Yeah.
The government should have to do that. What they've done is they've allowed themselves to get so big that they can't afford it anymore. And so this is a natural process. And I say natural process, the House controls the purse strings for the federal government. If they don't like a program, they can defund it. This is just a natural process of defunding federal agencies that need to be defunded or need some of the fat to be cut out. That's my opinion. And I hate to say that in the town that we live in. I hate to see people that I know that work for the federal government be affected by this. But at the same time, we all need to make cuts somewhere in order for that budget deficit to come down. And I would love to see the government shrink, you know, in its power and its overreaching authority. Especially, let's talk about the CIA, the FBI, and all these, you know, these issues. What I fear is political persecution in right now of people that are not in power that might have an alternate opinion on things. And if a government doesn't have money to fund those types of investigations, then they can't do those investigations. I would love to see more freedom and not more government oppression. We have to go. Until next time, this is Life, Death, and the Law.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
At Bobby Combs RV Center, tis the season for camping and tailgating. Hunting for a smoking hot RV deal? Are you off from work or school today? Go off-grid in this Bobby Combs deal of the day. The new 2023 Freedom Express Ultralight 259 FKDS, stock number 3644, is solar ready with outside cooking area, fireplace, stainless steel appliances, $39,598 or $383 a month with approved credit. Today at Bobby Combs RV Center, 4710 East 32nd Street. What deal so hot? They sizzle!
Weed! That's hot.
Cars and Carts for all your golf cart sales, service, repairs, parts, and storage. Call them today for all your golf cart needs. 928-726-2286. Cars and Carts is the place to go for Evolution golf carts. They come fully loaded with bucket seats, lithium batteries, locally owned and operated. All new carts are street legal. Call 928-726-2286. Need to store your golf cart, repairs, or shopping for a new ride? Give Denny a call at 928-726-2286. Or stop by Cars and Carts, 2899 South Sherry Avenue in Yuma.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves, it's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Thanks so much for listening. Mark, you're on.
Glenn, thanks for everything you do. And just as an aside, any day that you're feeling down about things in general, just know that you are Churchill to millions of us.
Holy cow. And is that a fat joke? Or?
No.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. It's way too kind.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
The Glenn Beck Show, weekdays at 4 on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.